Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Tropical forests cover about 7% of the Earth, but the widespread cutting and burning of these forests causes some 20% of all global warming gas emissions worldwide. So experts in deforestation, rural development, and climate are all working together to make sure that the next international treaty on climate includes measures to slow the destruction and degradation of forests. Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet takes a look now at the driving forces of tropical deforestation.
Even some veteran environmentalists have been startled to realize how much the cutting and burning of tropical forests is responsible for global warming.
For me, that was amazing.
That's Nobel laureate Wangari Maathai. The tree planting movement founder spoke at recent climate change talks in Poznan, Poland.
Because quite often, we in the developing world, we say that we are not contributing much to greenhouse gases. But obviously, if you look, take into account deforestation, land degradation, the fact that the majority of people use wood, firewood, for their lighting and cooking, then obviously they are releasing a lot of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, far more than I'm sure people are aware of.
In Africa, Maathai says, it's often villagers who cut the forest to plant crops.
And because communities do not have an understanding of how to use the land sustainably, prevent soil erosion, when you fly over Africa, you see a lot of that slash and burn, especially within the Congo Basin forest.
The Congo Basin forest is second in size only to the Amazon, so preserving it is among the highest priorities of tropical forest experts. Dennis Garrity directs the World Agroforestry Center, or ECRAF, a group with deep tree planting roots in Africa.
Agriculture is largely responsible for deforestation, and some estimates say that 80% of forest conversion is directly related to producing more food.
Besides food, another major cause of deforestation in Africa's Congo Basin, says Garrity, is the production of furniture-grade wood.
The world is going to have to produce that enormous quantity of wood supply in other ways. Otherwise, the sheer demand for wood will swamp any attempts to forestall deforestation.
Experts say much of each tall tree cut for furniture wood is left on the ground. On a recent tour of one sustainable timber operation, Wangari Maathai says managers told her their machinery only allows them to take advantage of 35% of the wood they fell.
The rest is actually taken by local communities and converted into charcoal. That to me is just as good as putting the forest on fire.
Even without fire, the trees will release carbon as they decay on the forest floor. The carbon release speeds up when they're roasted for charcoal, and any remaining carbon is released when that charcoal is burned. That's in Africa, but the reasons for deforestation differ sharply across the tropics. Lars Lovold, director of Rainforest Foundation Norway, has worked with indigenous people in forests for 30 years.
You have all heard from official sources blaming deforestation on the poor. It is not true. It is the large-scale investments in oil palm for Asia, in cattle from Central and South America, in industrial agriculture taking over from cattle in South America, timber plantations on many continents that really drives deforestation on a large scale.
The Brazilian rainforest is being cut largely for two reasons: to graze cattle for beef for domestic and European markets, and to grow soybeans for soy oil, soy products, and biofuels. Ken Schomitz is senior advisor at the World Bank's Independent Evaluation Group. Like Lovold, he says evidence suggests large-scale players are a big part of the story.
Much of the world's tropical deforestation is concentrated in a few areas in the Brazilian frontier and also in Indonesia. And what we know about Brazil suggests that a lot of the clearing in Brazil is done in large chunks. We're talking 1,000, 2,000 acres at a time, which is far too big to be accomplished by anybody but a large industrial interest with bulldozers and machinery.
In Indonesia, the other major site of tropical tree raising, the bulldozers are paid for with profits from palm oil, squeezed from the fruit and seeds of the oil palm grown on plantations.
You'll find palm oil in a lot of the processed foods you eat.
and in cosmetics as well. Environmental groups say even people's efforts to make positive changes, for example, to avoid trans fats or use biodiesel, are turning forests into palm plantations. Not only do the reasons for deforestation differ by region, but professionals collaborating on the issue also tend to view it through the lens of their training as economists, agronomists, environmentalists, and government officials. Here's how Virgilio Viana, former environmental minister for the world's largest tropical forest state, Amazonas, sees it.
The most important driver of deforestation in tropical countries is poor governance.
Meaning, who owns the forest and who's responsible for protecting it? And as climate change negotiators prepare for next year's talks in Copenhagen, they'll need to take into account all these reasons for deforestation if the world hopes to eliminate this fifth of the planet's emissions. For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet.